It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Texting, playing video games, watching things on your tablet, sitting behind a computer all day. And what do you know? You end the day and you're rubbing your eyes. Your eyes feel tired, a little itchy. What is that all about? Are these screens doing it to us? I'm betting yes. My guest is Dr. Richard Norden. He's an eye care specialist and LASIK surgeon. Welcome to the show, Dr. Norden. So am I right? Are these screens messing around with our eyes?
Well, yes in some ways, in some ways no. It's of course, the screens are not really doing it, but it's our observation of the screen and looking at the screen that's really doing it. So you're right. Basically, as you probably know, when you don't blink, when you concentrate, you don't blink very much. And when we look at our technology, whether it's a computer or a laptop or a cell phone or an iPad or a Kindle, we concentrate, and when we concentrate, we don't blink as much. The average person, when we're looking in the distance, just watching TV or just like looking around, having a conversation, blinks 20 times a minute. When we look at a screen, it drops in about half, so we blink about 10 times a minute. So what's going on here when we don't blink? Well, when we don't blink, we're not producing more tears on the surface of our eye, and the tears that are there start evaporating. And when that starts happening, all sorts of things start happening. Your eye starts getting a little drier after a while. Vision gets a little bit blurry. You may feel eye strain. You can develop tension, headaches. There's just lots of things that happen when you don't blink as much as you should.
Okay, so first best piece of advice, that we blink more while we're watching whatever
Absolutely.
It is we're doing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're blinking more, which I'm doing right now. And what else can we do? Because people aren't going to stop looking at these things. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Norden, I'm an exercise physiologist, so I have been used to training people and being out and about, and now I spend a lot more time in front of a computer. I don't like it, and I notice my eyes are hurting. Are there specific screens you want us to look at, glasses that we can wear, what?
Well, there's quite a number of things that can be done. Now, one of the first things, this is just sort of a mechanical thing, is we can change our computer position. If you're looking directly at your computer screen or you have it up, you have to kind of open your eyes a little bit wider. And when you open your eyes a little bit wider, guess what happens? You evaporate more of your tear film. So the best computer position is lower. So your eyes, your gaze should be slightly down. Your eyes are a little bit more closed, and of course not covering the vision, but they're closed a little bit more when you're looking down. And that's the first thing you can do to make yourself a little bit more comfortable while you're working on your computer or smartphone or anything else, of that ilk.
So keeping it down, I bet everyone who's listening is doing that right now, because I just tilted mine down and I lifted my chair up a little higher so that now I'm looking down, because I'm 4'10". It's really hard for me to look down on anything. So, okay, we put it down so that we don't keep our eyes open as wide. We blink a little bit more. What about all, other things like glasses? Because, okay, you play the trombone. You're in, you're out with your vision. Now you got reading glasses, now you got distance glasses, now you got bifocals. So when you're looking at a computer screen, closer, further away, what are you doing?
So when you look at a computer screen, you have to start using the focusing muscle that's in your eye to focus up close. And like any other muscle in your body, if you do that for prolonged periods of time, that muscle is going to get tired, it's going to get sore, it's going to go into a little bit of spasm. And none of this stuff is dangerous. None of this stuff does any permanent damage to your eye, but your eyes can get sort of achy and tired if you're on a computer screen 8, 10, 12 hours a day. So if you wanted to get yourself a pair of simple magnifying glasses that you could buy at any of the pharmacies that on the rack there, that will help bring that screen into focus without your having to use that muscle. And that really reduces eye strain.
Oh.
Eye strain is just one thing, though. It's not the dry eye things that we're talking about. That's a great thing. So if you lower your screen, if you throw on a pair of reading glasses, which, as I said, you can get at any pharmacy, and you don't have to do this all the time. You certainly don't have to do it if you're only on your computer for a short period of time. But if you're doing something where you know you're going to be there all day, that may help you relieve some of the spasm. Now, what it doesn't relieve, though, it doesn't relieve the fact that you're still staring and not blinking as much. So we have a rule called, it's pretty well known, it's called the 20-20-20 rule. and which is perfect coming from ophthalmologist or optometrist. And the idea is that every 20 minutes that you're on a computer, you should take a 20-second break, and you should look at an object 20 feet away. So again, every 20 minutes it goes by, stop. Take about 20 seconds and just look at something off in the distance, at least 20 feet away. If you're in a small room, just kind of pretend you're like looking through the wall or look through the door that's on the other side of the room if you can't quite get 20 feet. But the idea is it's giving the eyes a break in terms of not having that spasm, that it's relaxing that muscle so that you kind of look away and relax that muscle.
Wow, that is great advice. I just did that. So, you know, look at my producer, look far away, something. Now, what about our kids are with their iPhones and their eye touches, and they're staring at YouTube, and they're staring at the video screen. What can we do to protect their eyes as they get older and stare more?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, there's not really too much worry about long-term damage. So in terms of protection, you know, it's not like anybody's going to hurt their eyes or damage their eyes. Now, they may have what we've seen, and particularly as eye doctors, we see that in the old days, before all this technology, the majority of people that came in with dry eye symptoms were over age 50. And right now in the United States, there are 3.5 million women that have dry eyes over 50, and there are almost 2 million men that have dry eyes that are over 50. But I will tell you that half of visits that come in now, we have people in their 20s and in their 30s that have dry eyes. So, you know, it's not really normal to have dry eye when you're young. So this is really accelerated by technology. So this is right to your point of why are we, you know, what's going on with all these technology devices and younger people? And so they're kind of artificially creating a dry eye by using this technology excessively. So then we go back to, first of all, why does this all happen? Well, again, when you don't blink, there's evaporation of your tear film when you're staring, you know, for hours and hours. Another thing is if you're spending too much screen time, you can get the tension headaches because you're contracting the muscle on the side of your head, the temporalis muscle, and extremely high contrast can make you do that even more. So another tip is if you're getting like these tension headaches on the sides of your head while you're on your computer, what you should do is actually turn down the contrast. Rather than turn it up, turn it down, because high contrast can induce these headaches. If you look at, say, a Kindle, you notice that the letters are black. The screen, the background, is sort of gray. So that they've kind of already done this for you. They've kind of turned down the contrast, and that's exactly why it's designed that way.
Wow, so people reading books and things on their Kindle have better contrast. I mean, I prefer holding the book myself, but, you know, that contrast really does affect you. And so we can turn down the brightness and the contrast there, and we can lower the screen so we're looking down, keep it down, blink more. Look away 20-20-20, look away for 20 seconds every 20 minutes. Give us one more. We only have a minute left.
Well, I don't know how you were able to synthesize everything I said and everything I've learned in all these years in just a matter of 20 seconds, but you're really quite able to do that. Now, the last thing you can do is when you are, you know, taking your little break there and you're blinking and things like that, is if you really are still feeling dryness, is use some artificial tears. Now, the artificial tears you should get, ideally, would be preservative-free, and you can get those at any pharmacy without a prescription. And those are the little things where you buy a box and it has 30 little individual vials, and you crack them open and you can put a drop in each eye. And without preservatives, they are the best thing you can use for your eyes. But if you don't do it that frequently, you can certainly use a bottle of artificial tears that has preservatives. That's fine, too. What we recommend not to use is stuff that gets the red out. And I don't want to mention any brands, but that really, repeated use of that actually can... You need to use it more. The more you get the red out, the more drops you need to get the red out, and that can get a little bit addicting.
Yeah, so that's kind of a bit like nasal spray. So
yeah,
you
exactly
want to use, if you can, just tear, you know, just...
Artificial tears.
Artificial tears without preservatives. You want to keep your screen down. You want to look away every once in a while. Keep an eye on your kids, too. Make sure they're not staring at those things 24/7. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Your Radio MD, and stay well.